Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we close out Masechta Demai Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, and we'll start Masechta Kalayim Mishnah Aleph Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Mishayu Lo Eser Shur Shel Eser Eser Kadayin. Let's say someone had 10 rows of 10 jugs of wine each, and he said as follows. Right, he said, "Shura hachitzona achas meiser." He says, "The outer row, one jug is meiser," but he doesn't know which row he's referring to. So he says, "There's one jug in that outer row," and he's stuck. So in such a situation, no toshte chavios lochsan. He needs to take two barrels so, as a possible meiser rishon, the two corners that are opposite each other. Since the corner barrel is at the end of both rows, it's considered part of each row, and thus by taking two barrels at diagonally opposite corners, he's sure that whatever he took as a barrel, it must be somewhere from the outer row that was designated as Meiser. Right? And in that situation, he will have covered his gap. Now, Chatzi Shura Achitona Achas Meiser, if in half of the outer row, one jug is considered Meiser, and so he says, Meiser is a barrel in half of one of the outer rows. We just don't know which outer row half he's talking to. So now instead of having four rows, he has eight half rows, each of which might be the one containing Meiser Sheni. So noto arba chavios me'arba zavios, right? He should go ahead and take all four corners. He doesn't have to take eight barrels, but one from each corner allows him to cover the gap for each of the halves. Now, Shura Achas Meiser, if he says one row is going to be Meiser, Veini Adua Ezohi, and he says, I don't know which one that row is, it is, in such a situation, Noto Shura Achas Lochsan, he has to take one diagonal row of barrels. He has to, it's going to be a situation that he said one row, and he has to make sure that he covers which row is there. So in order to account for all the 20 rows, he takes the 10 barrels in the diagonal from one corner to the corner opposite it, and then the other diagonal going the other way. Since each barrel is part of both a north and a south row, and an east and a west row, by taking the 10 barrels this way, he's sure to take one barrel from the Meiser Rishon, and then he can combine the 10 barrels and separate Trumas Meiser and cover all the gaps that way. Chatzi Shura Achas Meiser, he said it was half a row that is Meiser, Veini Adua Ezohi, and he doesn't know which one it is, so no Toshte Shura Slochsan, then he has to do and not take just one of the diagonal rows, he has to take both of them to account for the two sides. Now Chavis Achas Meiser, if he says that one of the barrels has Meiser in it, but he doesn't know which one of the barrels from all 100, so no Tomiko Chavis V'Chavis, he has to take some of each and every barrel because he's had no choice. Bottom line, a person should make it his business to know what he's separating when he goes ahead and separates his Meiser. So that without Salik Masechas Demai, we close out Masechta Demai and we immediately start Masechta Kalayim, where we list a group of plants in pairs to know that each pair is similar enough that they are, by definition, not kalayim, not an illicit mixture with one another. So the Mishnah says, Achitim ba'azuna meinam kalayim zebizeh, wheat and darnel. Darnel is a type of noxious weed that grows in wheat fields, and so therefore, they are, by definition, considered one and of the same, and they're not kalayim ha'sor mishu b'ol ha'shual. If you have barley and oats, although they look alike, by definition, they are not. They are not considered kalayim zebizeh. Akusman vashifon, spelt in rye, hapol vahasapir, broad bean in Nile kalpi, hapurkanan vahatofach, the grass pea and the red grass pea, those things are not considered kalayim zebizeh. And also pol halavan vahashashuin, white bean and some sort of cowpea bean, einam kalayim zebizeh, those things are also not going to be considered an illicit mixture. The each pair is not kalayim with one another. But if you mix one pair with a pair of another pair, wheat and barley, for instance, so that's going to be kalayim zebizeh, and it's going to be a problem. And Be'ezus Hashem will get into some of the rest of these things that are mixing with one another and exactly where the problem applies. And we will do that when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.